Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Monday, February 26th. Well, former President Donald Trump is continuing to dominate the Republican primaries, but Nikki Haley is refusing to back down. She was beaten in her home state of South Carolina over the weekend, as people in Michigan get ready to vote tomorrow, and one of her biggest donors has announced that it's pulling support. Trump, meanwhile, might have upset some black voters on the campaign trail.
We've all seen the mugshot, and you know who embraced it more than anybody else? The black population.
On Friday, he suggested his mugshots and criminal indictments appealed to black voters and compared his legal problems to racial discrimination. And tomorrow's primaries in Michigan will also be a test for President Joe Biden. Some voters in the swing state say they're not going to back Biden in protest over his policies around Gaza and will instead choose uncommitted on the ballot. Here's Pontiac City Councilman Mikkel Goodman.
We are often told many times that the power that we have as citizens in the U.S. is through the power of the ballot. And this is us using that power.
The Israeli military has given its government a plan for an evacuation in the face of an offensive in Rafah, even as the White House says talks between Israel and Hamas are moving forward. A U.S. official says an understanding has been broadly reached on a potential deal for returning hostages and a ceasefire. But a possible final deal is at least days away, and CNN's Jeremy Diamond tells us Israel's prime minister is still preparing for an offensive into Rafah, where more than half of Gaza's population is taking shelter.
He is making clear that if there is no deal, that that offensive will indeed move forward, and saying that that would be the last phase of this war, going after what he has described as Hamas's last bastion.
Today, the UN Secretary General said an all-out Israeli offensive in Rafah would be, quote, the final nail in the coffin for the organization's aid operations in Gaza. Antidepressant prescriptions for young people spiked during and after the COVID-19 pandemic. That's according to a new study, which shows the number of people between the ages of 12 and 25 getting these prescriptions rose nearly 64% faster than usual. It was published in the journal Pediatrics, and one of the authors says the difference in figures by sex is stark, saying the rate of female young adults getting prescriptions increased a lot faster than usual, while there was essentially no change for males. One health expert says these findings are not surprising, and that by the second year of the pandemic, they were seeing an uptick in emergency room visits for poor mental health in young people, as well as for suicide attempts and self-harm. A Republican state senator from Oklahoma called the LGBTQ plus community, quote, filth, during a public event last week. Here's audio of the event, recorded by a local newspaper.
We're a Republican state, supermajority in the House and Senate. I represent a constituency that doesn't want that filth in Oklahoma.
State Senator Tom Woods was pressed by audience members at a forum about legislation targeting the LGBTQ plus community. He told local media afterwards that he stands by his comments and that, quote, like I said, we're a Christian state. CNN has reached out to Woods for comments. The taps could be running dry soon in a major city. That's next. One of the world's biggest cities could run out of water soon. 22 million people living in Mexico's capital are facing a severe water crisis caused by several issues made worse by climate change, like low rainfall, high temperatures, and longer dry periods. I asked CNN's Laura Patterson how long Mexico City has before the supply completely dries up.
Well, Joe, it depends who you ask. So a couple of weeks ago, a water official was widely reported as saying June 26th could be day zero, basically the point at which this system of reservoirs runs so low it's unable to supply water to Mexico City. Authorities have since pushed back on this. Some have even called it fake news. But shortages are already happening, and some residents say they don't have running water for up to 2 weeks or more at a time.
That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.